talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Sitting there, sweatpants, t-shirt, and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare to a George Strait vinyl. That yes and no line will get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. What's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Chris Lane, Big, Big Plans. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. We do a different home theme song each show, and if anyone has a question about why we do that, several years ago I noticed there were lots and lots and lots of songs that reference home. And thought that that would be kind of a neat thing to do, to include some clips of different songs that that have a home theme or a home mention in them. So that's that explains what we're doing there. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with the co-owners of the Village Social, Dana Gentry and Caitlin Gentry. We'll also be talking to custom home builder and remodeling contractor David Partridge with Pear Tree Homes. And this is a very interesting interview. I hope you can stay tuned and listen to that. And then finally, we'll be talking with Charleston Home and Design Magazine's official financial expert, Karen Cavanaugh, with Carolina's Wealth Management. And once again, all of these interviews, I think, are very, very interesting and relevant. So hopefully you'll stay tuned for the whole show. But Karen, with tax time just passing, we asked Karen to give give us some thoughts and insights into some of the ways that you can reduce your tax burden, and be able to keep more of the money that you take home. So it's a very interesting interview there, and also not a lot of financial jargon and stuff like that. She's talking to us like in layman's terms, in other words. Well, have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine? It's got Katie Walters. She is the CEO and founder of Francis and Benedict on the cover. And this is our annual bathroom feature. And so we take you inside the homes of lots and lots of different projects focusing on the bathroom. So if you have a bathroom remodel, or if you're building a home, you definitely want to pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine to get all sorts of inspiration for yourself. Have a great weekend. And now joining us are co-owners of the Village Social, Dana Gentry and Caitlin Gentry. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. Ladies, tell everyone about the Village Social.
Okay, yeah. So we are super excited to share today. We launched the Village Social in November of just 2022. So we're very new to the Mount Pleasant, Charleston area. Caitlin and I both originally came from Kentucky. We've been here about 6 years, and we were excited to bring something new when it comes to fine furnishings, unique gifts, interior design, and home decor to the area.
Very good. And you folks have a retail shop, correct?
Yeah, we have a retail shop located in Mount Pleasant, close to the Old Village area on Coleman Boulevard. So we have all sorts of unique gifts, home decor pieces, and we can also do custom work for you as well.
Okay. What are some of the unique things that people can find at the Village Social retail shop?
Yeah, so a couple of our best sellers and things that we have been really trying to restock over and over because they keep flying out. We partnered with a local artist, so we have a really great original local art that we've kept reasonably priced. We also, one of the things that we discovered when we came here compared to where we were in Kentucky is being able to grab and go some kind of higher end pillows and things for your home, like Schumacher, Tebow, instead of ordering and waiting 16 to 20 weeks for something like that to come in. We are actually stocking a really great variety of them inside of the shop. And then also just a lot of different unique gifts, things that we have sourced from around the country. We partner with a lot of small businesses in other states and just really trying to bring them even into Charleston so that people can find things here that they would have to travel to get and not necessarily be able to order on their own.
Okay, good deal. And you folks have got a pop-up event happening next Thursday, May 4th. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we're super excited to have Ellie Proctor at our shop. She's a well-known antique business owner here locally in Mount Pleasant, and she is coming to bring her antique bangles to our shop. So we're super excited to have her. It's on May 4th, and it's from 12 to 6 p.m.
From noon to 6 on Thursday, May 4th. Okay, good
yes.
deal.
She's a big deal. Her stuff sells out in like minutes when she posts it on Instagram. So we're really excited to have her antique bangles in the store for everybody to come in and try on and shop.
I'm afraid I don't know what an antique bangle is.
That's okay. They're bracelets. It's gold and silver antique bangle bracelets. She has all sizes of them. She travels and finds them all around the world, really. And she sells them on her social media, and they go in like minutes, literally. And so she has a whole big stack of them, bowls of them that she's bringing in so people can actually try them on and see them here in Charleston.
Excellent. Excellent. That sounds like it would be a really, really good Mother's Day gift, too.
Yes, that's exactly why we're doing it. We're going to have Hambee's is going to be catering. We're going to have some beverages. It's going to be a really good time.
Excellent. And that's happening on Thursday, May 4th from noon until 6, did you say?
That's right. Yep, you got it. At our office, at our shop at 325 Coleman Boulevard.
Oh, great. And so that people can come by on their lunch hour or maybe leave work a little bit early and stop by pick up the antique bangles. And what do they, you said they, can you tell me again what they look like?
Yeah, they come in all different sizes. She has gold-plated ones, silver ones, just really unique designs. Caitlin and I actually just got back from the big High Point, North Carolina design market this past weekend. And mm-hmm. we even saw some there and we were like, man, Ellie's are way nicer and better. So we were pumped that we were going to actually have her in for everybody to see them.
Well, that's great. Well, I think people always take notice when maybe they're not aware of a certain product out there, and when they hear that that they sell out very quickly, I'm the type that will be like, oh wow, that's a winner. I need to get some more information about that, because if it's kind of like going to a restaurant and you order a dish and the server says, oh, that's our most popular, you know, you've got a winner there.
Yep, definitely.
Well, very good. So we've talked mostly about the shop, but how can the Village Social help homeowners on the interior design side?
Yeah, so we do offer full service interior design. So we can help you from room refreshes to full on complete home projects. So anything that you need from the design aspect, we can help you with that as well.
Excellent. And can you maybe talk a little bit about some of the projects you've been involved with, the Village Social has been involved with in the past, just to help illustrate for our listeners what how the Village Social can help them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've done jobs from as little as window treatments for clients, custom window treatments, to full on brand new build constructions to complete renovations. So it's a very wide spectrum of the work that we do. So like I said, if you are needing just like a simple room refresh to a full on renovation, coming down to paint colors, countertops, cabinet selections, to textiles, to wallpaper installation, we can help you with it all.
Well, I'm a big advocate of folks, homeowners, working with an interior designer, whether, as you mentioned, it's on a room refresh or an entire home, mainly because, it's so easy. There's so many choices out there. It's so easy to make mistakes, and, those mistakes can be costly, when it comes to your home. Things like, picking out tile, there's a million different tile styles out there, and tile's one of those products that is sort of people think of it as a permanent installation. So it's not like you can just cut and edit out on a computer. This is real world stuff where you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars on your home, and it'd be great if you had a friend that you could take to the different showrooms, but you'd probably wear out your welcome with that friend pretty fast. So it's, when you work with an interior designer, like the Village Social, it's like having a good friend give you the good design advice that you need, so you're not making those big mistakes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we have some really close friends of ours who are remodeling their home, and they're in another state, and they ripped out brand new hardwood 3 different times.
Oh, because my goodness.
They tried to do it on their own, and they just weren't happy with the selection after each time. And you're exactly right. It's very costly, not to mention just a headache. You know, you're out of your house longer, and a lot of times people just are ready to get it done and get it looking great.
Well, just like we were talking about those bangles, you know, when you say that they instantly sell out on Instagram, that's sort of validation that's a good purchase. That's a good buy, because they're so popular. And same goes with the designing your home. You can try to do that yourself, but you really need some validation. And here's some good validation. Anyone who has ever worked with an interior designer in the past would never try to do that, do a project again alone. They always work with an interior designer because they see the benefits and the cost savings of how an interior designer can help guide you with the purchases and so forth. How can folks get more information about the Village Social?
Yeah, so you can either stop in our retail shop at 325 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. We also have a website, www.shopvillagesocial.com, and then follow us on Instagram. We post every single day showing what projects we're working on or new items in the shop, and it is Shop Village Social on Instagram as well.
Gotcha. And is there a landmark around 325 Coleman Boulevard for people to look for?
Yeah, everybody's favorite. We're right next door to the Pickled Palette, Most people probably have eaten lunch at the Pickled Palette, so we get a lot of people walking over from there. So we're right on the corner. You can't miss us. We're a little white brick building.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with the co-owners of the Village Social, Dana and Caitlin Gentry, and you wanted to give a little incentive to our listeners if they wanted to, if they came in and mentioned that they heard you on the radio, right?
Yes, absolutely. We were super honored to be able to do this today. So if anybody pops in and mentions that you guys heard us on here today, we will give you 10% off of your in-store purchase.
Excellent. 10% off.
Yeah, hey, come see it.
It goes a long way. It doesn't hurt. So, well, very good. Well, thank you, ladies, and good luck with your pop-up event on May 4th.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And joining us now is custom builder and remodeling contractor David Partridge with Pear Tree Homes. How are you, David?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. David, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Pear Tree Homes.
Sure. So Pear Tree Homes, we specialize in custom homes and large-scale remodeling and additions. Our service area is between Edisto Beach and Folly Beach, along with some in the Somerville area, Dorchester County. And we focus on high-quality projects and communication.
All right. Very good. So Pear Tree Homes, I have to ask you about that. I grew up, I'm probably older than you, but I grew up watching the Partridge Family. So I bet you've gotten some people have made some jokes about that over the years.
For sure. Absolutely.
There was a David Partridge, if I remember correctly, in the Partridge Family TV show, right?
Well, a lot of people make that mistake. It's actually Keith Partridge,
Keith
played
Partridge.
By Jared Cassidy. So there's a similarity there. But that's kind of part of what played into the creation of the name when I was thinking about what to name the company.
Right.
But the biggest driver was kind of Partridge in a Pear Tree, the Christmas song. And that's kind of what led to Pear Tree Homes.
Well, it sounds like you've had to correct people numerous times over the years with the David Partridge reference there.
I have.
Gotcha. And Pear Tree Homes, you folks don't have one of those colorful buses that you bring to the job site, right?
We do not. Not yet, at least.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, it's a very memorable name, Pear Tree Homes, and that's a good way to think about it. Is the your name David Partridge? Partridge in a pear tree. So, well, good. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the services that Pear Tree Homes offers. So, custom home construction and remodeling, two different disciplines. Talk about each one, and do you have a preference to new construction versus remodeling projects?
Both are very different. One, you're trying to build a home with a home in the way, and the other, you're kind of starting fresh from the ground up. And obviously, it's easier to, in our experience, to build a new home from the ground up versus trying to, you know, tear open an existing home, and you never know what you're going to find behind the walls, and then it changes things and causes delays. So I'd say our preference is probably a custom home from the ground up, just for the sake of the efficiency of how the project is run. No surprises, that kind of thing. But I enjoy both aspects, and with today's market, a lot of home owners are kind of staying put and wanting to remodel their homes, and so we're still seeing a lot of large scale remodeling take place as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have any clients of Pear Tree Homes that want to continue living in their home while a remodel project is taking place?
Yeah, we have had that in the past. We actually just started a new policy this year that requires them to move out, including all pets and that kind of thing. It just helps the project to run a lot smoother. You know, we provide part of our services, a digital or online platform to kind of follow along with the project. And so they can, you know, log in and follow along with what's going on with pictures, videos, and, you know, wordage as well. So, that kind of helps in that aspect, but yeah, that is our new policy, is that, they would move out of the project and allow us to do our job.
Yeah. I've talked to, interviewed many remodeling contractors over the years. And, the term that I've heard numerous times for the people who insist on staying in their home during a remodel project is to call them dust eaters.
Gotcha.
Because obviously, it puts extra pressure on the contractor to to do meticulous cleanups every single day. But no matter what, there's going to be dust. That's the nature of the business. And most homeowners are pretty miserable to live in a setting like that while construction is going on. So I think that's a great policy that Pear Tree Homes has adapted to insist that the homeowners move out. That also leads to my next question. It sounds like for homeowners to move out, Pear Tree Homes is typically working on larger remodel projects for homeowners. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, whether it be the entire interior of the home is getting remodeled, or, large portions of the home, whether it be a kitchen or bathrooms, master bedroom or addition, generally we're working on larger projects, at least two or three rooms in the home. Mm-hmm. And in general, it's a space that's going to affect their livability. And so not only the space that we're working, but the travel path of how we get to and from, we're going to protect and kind of barricade our travel path to the specific project site. And so that creates, difficulties if they were to be living in place. And so,
What kinds of projects are homeowners requesting from Pear Tree Homes? Is it like kitchen, the more popular ones, kitchen remodeling, updating, maybe bathroom remodeling, or adding a master suite? Talk about some of the projects that Pear Tree Homes has worked on.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of all of that, as well as probably the past year. The mother-in-law suite, whether it be an addition or, converting some kind of space to a mother-in-law suite, or adding a frog space to a detached garage, that's been really popular for probably the past year and a half.
Gotcha. And I've always heard this suggestion from remodeling contractors that If you're going to do a large remodel project, if you have the space on your property to do this, it's always good to add square footage to your home, because your home today might be worth, I don't know, let's say like $300 a square foot, if you look at the value of your home today divided by the current square footage. So if it's like $300 a square foot, and you add, 100 square feet, you've now added $30,000 in value to your home. And I always, no matter what project I'm doing, I'm always thinking about resale value. And is that something that you suggest to your clients?
Yeah, definitely. I'm always thinking about that as well. We had a specific instance where a client wanted to do away with a door to the backyard because we were adding another access to the backyard through like the master suite area. Mm-hmm. And I suggested that that, you know, would not be a good idea for that resale value, that that would be the only access to the backyard. And so, yeah, we are always thinking about resale value. It's not always, you know, a 100% translation between the dollar you spend to that resale value. But as long as the client plans to live in the home for several years, I think that, you know, the use of the space is well worth, you know, going forward with the project.
Right, right. And the other little thing I'd like to suggest to our listeners when I'm interviewing a custom builder or remodeling contractor is get the, you know, build what your family will love and enjoy, for that home. And, it may seem like a lot, you know, if you're taking out like a home equity loan, or if you're doing a new construction loan, it's a lot to bite off. But bear in mind that you're going to get that money back when you do sell your house later. And so spend the money up front, whether it's new construction or remodeling. Enjoy the space. You might be in that house for 10, 15 years or longer, and just think of the memories that you'll be creating with your family in this beautiful space versus, you know, maybe in an older home that is outdated and things like that. Just it's one of those little tricks that I like to, you know, to convince myself that, hey, you know, it's worth the money up front to do this, because I'm gonna get repaid. Every penny I spend on this remodel project or new construction, it's gonna come back to me when I go and sell the house. Is that something you'd agree with?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, we spend a lot of time focusing on, you know, how our clients are going to use the space, what their family dynamic looks like. Do they have pets? Do they have children? Do they need, you know, pet space, mudroom space? How do they actually live in the home? Where do they spend their time? That kind of thing. And, you know, that all those thoughts kind of go into planning the project and kind of designing the best fit for how they're going to use the space, all while considering that, you know, resale value. You don't want to completely customize it so much so that it would only work for them.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, you want to kind of consider both aspects of that.
Yeah. How do you handle homeowners' expectations? You know, it's very, very common for homeowners to create that dream list of things that they want in a new construction home, or if they're you know, doing a big remodel project, and no matter what, budget is going to be a factor. And how do you handle those expectations when maybe you have to inform your client that, well, the that metal roof you wanted, you know, it might be $30,000 less if you went with a shingle, an asphalt shingle roof versus that metal roof.
Sure. So we, you know, in the beginning, we obviously established the budget, and we need to know if that's, you know, a locked in budget, or if there's possibility to go above. But you know, then we develop the kind of list of must haves and would be nice to haves and wish list kind of items. We start developing the house, you know, from a general standpoint, and then kind of adding those kind of specific requests in. And then we're constantly looking at the budget throughout that process. And if it ever gets to a point where we think that, you know, some decisions may need to be corralled and kind of pulled back a little bit, then we kind of give that guidance to our clients and where the best areas that to cut back would be. Mm-hmm. Whether that be in the roofing or insulation or windows or things like that. We're pretty adamant about, you know, like plumbing fixtures. Like, you don't want to cut back on in the plumbing fixtures department, because you kind of get what you pay for. And I think that's money well spent.
Yeah. And sometimes the homeowners, and I can speak from a personal point of view, is you may sort of second guess the builder, and be like, well, I saw a Moen fixture at Lowe's the other day and it was half the price. And, what the homeowner may not realize is that the plumbing fixtures that you see at big box stores, the big box store has pressured, the manufacturer to keep the price as low as possible. And that means maybe some plastic pieces of that plumbing fixture versus, you know, all brass fittings and things like that that you would get at a showroom here in town that sells the plumbing fixtures. Is that, would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep. Good deal. What's the you mentioned a couple minutes ago about design build. How can Pear Tree Homes help homeowners with design build? What does that mean?
Sure. So if they, you know, kind of come to us first without any concept designs or any attachment to, you know, interior designer or architect, we can help guide them through that designing process. We in the past have done some concept designs in-house using one of our softwares, and we have actually since kind of teamed up with a local architect to do 3D renderings and generic floor plans as a concept idea. And then we also team up with interior designer to help make selection choices and also kind of guide the interior design process. We walk our clients through, you know, making all of their material selections ahead of time through our preliminary planning phase. That way, everything that we need to know about the project, we know before we kind of break ground and start the project.
And that's probably even more important today with some of the delays in getting materials and products. I've heard that appliances, for example, are still woefully behind schedule. Are you finding that to be the case too?
It can be. A lot of our appliances are a little bit higher lead time items. Along with some windows and doors. It just depends on the brand and the line. You know, some appliances are more readily available than others.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. It's always good to, how do you handle that challenge though with the homeowner where you're asking them to pick out, all of the different, selections for their home, when it's sometimes homeowners are well known for not being able to visualize what a room is going to look like, or, you know, so how do you manage that challenge of asking your clients to select all the items without being able to see how they will look when they're installed?
Sure. So, you know, some of our clients are better at visualizing things than others, and for the ones that don't, you know, we provide like 3D renderings of our projects anyway, but for the ones that need additional help, we can actually, you know, specifically put that, you know, their choice appliances in, you know, in the project. We can put whatever tile they pick in the project, countertops, cabinetry. So we can get very specific with what they're selecting. That way they can visualize it and then confirm that those are correct and they'd like to move forward and improve those selections.
So you're not going to be one of those contractors that tells you need to pick out your tile because the tile installer is coming tomorrow?
Definitely not. No, we'd like to plan everything on paper, or in our case, it's on the computer, but we'd like to plan it all out ahead of time we take a lot of time planning out our projects, and a lot of times that's kind of shocking to some of our potential clients coming on board. They don't expect to spend 4 to 6 months planning a project. You know, they're excited and ready to hit the ground now.
Right, exactly.
And, so we have to kind of guide them through that process and help them to understand why it's important to plan it out and before you start.
Yeah, that makes sense. David, how did you get into the construction business?
Well, I grew up around it. My grandfather was a commercial and industrial developer, and so as a young child, I was around, you know, forklifts and backhoes and watching large equipment move dirt and erecting these, you know, 10,000, 20,000 square foot buildings. And I just kind of had a passion for it after that and got into marine construction first, building some docks and bridges and piers, and after the 08 kind of crash, where maybe that was a little more of an elective type of work, got into disaster restoration, and then from there into remodeling and then custom homes. So it's kind of, you know, always been a passion of mine to be in construction and working with my hands and craftsmen, you know, seeing and being a part of high quality craftsmanship.
Yeah. You've swung a hammer in your day then.
I have swung a hammer for sure.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. What do you enjoy most about being a general contractor?
I'd say the variety of the projects. I started out after marine construction and the disaster restoration. I started out as a specialty contractor, and I focused on, you know, custom cabinetry and built-ins and painting and things like that, tile work. And so to get to see a lot more, you know, from the ground up, I really enjoy all the aspects. It's very gratifying to see, you know, some dirt, and then you have a foundation, and then all of a sudden there's a house, and it all happens so quickly. And so it's, for me, it's very gratifying to see that and to kind of track it and make sure that we're doing a good job for our clients.
Mm-hmm. Contractors, I've talked to homeowners in the past about how they sort of have to separate themselves from reality when it comes to customer service in the construction industry, communication in the construction industry. You sort of have to just you can't expect that the same customer service that you know you get in retail, for example, or something like that. What do you say to because contractors are famous for not calling you back. They're famous for not showing up sometimes. How does Pear Tree Homes handle that kind of reputation that the construction industry has?
Sure. So we start off, you know, from the very beginning, the first meeting in our office, with kind of setting expectations. We have a list of disclosures, kind of what the client can expect to experience and what those requirements are throughout, you know, the project, what they can expect from us and what we expect from them. And so by setting those expectations up front, it's kind of clear communication. And then throughout the planning and the construction project, we use an online software that manages all of our projects, and our clients have access to their portal where they can log in and, you know, we store documentation in there. All the communications can be done through there. It's kind of like an email format. We specifically title certain items so that we can track conversations and be on the same page with where those go. They can track their budget. They can keep track of the, you know, pictures and what we call daily logs on the site. So it's a great tool that we use to communicate with our clients. And, you know, a lot of times we're over communicating, but we want to make sure that we're clear and what those expectations are with our clients.
Well, that's great. I think I would say that that's especially important for out-of-town clients, people who are maybe looking to move to Charleston. They may be living in the Northeast or wherever right now, and it's frequently happens they're having a custom home built for them, and I don't envy them. I think that must be incredibly challenging to be spending all that money and being so far away. It sounds like the systems that Peartree Homes has set up would work just well, just great for someone who is out of town, but having a home remodeled or built for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's been, a couple of instances where the client never even was here in person, and we started and completed the project without them actually, stepping foot on the site. We can do things virtually and with FaceTime and Zoom meetings. We can kind of, accomplish what we need to accomplish without them actually having to be on site. And the project was a success, and everybody was happy at the end of the day. So
that's awesome.
That ability is out there, certainly.
Well, good deal. Well, there's next time we chat. I've got a whole list of other questions I'd like to talk to you about in terms of your preferences for windows and doors, and what kinds of energy efficient products you suggest to your clients and things like that. So we'll do that another time. But in the meantime, how can folks get in touch with Peartree Homes?
Sure. So they can call us 843-343-5808, or you can go online to peartreehomes.net, or they can email us at info@peartreehomes.net, and we will respond whether they put a submission on the website or in email form. We'll respond either the same day or the following day. And then Monday, if it's on the weekend. So,
all right, great. Well, we have been talking with custom home builder and remodeling contractor David Partridge with Peartree Homes. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.
And joining us now is the official financial expert for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We call on Karen Cavanaugh of Carolina's Wealth Management quite often to comment on maybe some of the things that are happening in the news and so forth, just to try to get some local perspectives. And but today we're going to focus on tax season, which just passed us, and Karen's got some great advice for our listeners. But before we get started, Karen, welcome to the show, and take a moment and tell everyone about Carolina's Wealth Management.
Sure thing, Tim. Carolina's Wealth Management, we have offices all over North and South Carolina, and we are a financial division of Ameriprise LLC. So we've been around for over 20 years. Ameriprise itself has been around for more than 100 years, and we help people with all kinds of financial planning. And that entails everything from investments to estate planning to trusts to tax information. So we do it all. We're a full service financial planner.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Before we started this interview, we were just talking about some of the things that you wanted to mention today. And you pretty much lost me after the first 30 seconds or so, and it reminded me very much of what it must be like to when you're talking to a doctor who specializes in whatever it happens to be that you're talking to that doctor about. And you wouldn't trust having some surgery on yourself or something to just anybody. You want an expert, and that's the same kind of concept whenever I'm talking with Karen Cavanaugh of Carolina's Wealth Management. You're an expert in
Well, thank you. Thank you. And yeah, I know that feeling where sometimes people just glaze over when you start to get into the weeds. I try not to talk about yield curves and bond spreads, because I could tell people that aren't really interested in it, they're not going to really get that. But
how did you learn? Talk for a little bit about your background and how you have become such an expert in your field. And when I say that, very oftentimes, Karen Cavanaugh can be seen on CNBC. You're a frequent guest on some of the different financial cable TV networks that call on you because you are an expert. How did you get started in all this?
Well, I think it really started with my parents were very bad at managing money. And I always felt insecure about that. I would listen to them and I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, I know that money is more than just buying things. It's safety, it's security. And so I went into finance as my undergraduate major, and I got an MBA as well. And then I was working in a financial company, and then I went onto the CFA track, which is a chartered financial analyst, which is portfolio managers. But it started because I knew that money is so important. It's important to everything. And it really is such a sense of security. So that's why it was, and I'm passionate about that. I'm passionate about helping people grow their wealth, because it really is so important to everybody's everyday life.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's and today we're going to focus on tax season and the fact that the deadline was just passed, and there may be some listeners, including me, who we had to file for an extension. We do that pretty much every year because we don't. I have my personal taxes together, but for the magazine, that's always a little bit of a delay. That's due in March versus April for most individuals. So, but there might be. I'm sure we have listeners that are in the same boat as I am. What are some of the suggestions that you can make because it is tax time? To no one likes paying taxes,
right? Nobody wants to pay the tax man, and unfortunately things just seem to get more and more complex with deadlines and different schedules. And I'm not a CPA, so I try to stay in my lane. I'm a finance person, but I do get clients who say, "Hey, Karen, what do you have that I don't have to pay tax on?" And I was like, oh, that would be really nice, but I don't have a magic wand. There's not really anything. If you're making money, you're going to be paying taxes. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the way it works. But I do have some clients who say, you know, hey, they're in high tax bracket. They could use municipal bonds that are tax exempt. But unless you're in a very high tax bracket, municipal bonds usually don't pay as much as regular taxable corporate bonds. So the tax advantage kind of evens it out. And so there's not really a free lunch on that. But one thing that is pretty amazing that the government does for us are our 529 plans, that there is a free lunch when it comes to 529 plans. And if you have children that are going to be going to college, if you have grandchildren that are going to be going to college, or even private schools for K through 12, you can put money into a 529 plan. And if it is used for education, all of the earnings on that, whatever you put in, are tax-free. Now, that is really something exceptional from the government. It's not like a 401k where it's just tax-deferred. All of the earnings, if they're used for education, are 100% tax-free. And in South Carolina, we have a really good program called Future Scholars, and it's run by Columbia Threadneedle, which is part of Ameriprise. And it's consistently one of the top 10 state plans. But if you put money in that, and then you also get a tax benefit from the state of South Carolina. So you get so you can put money in on Friday, take it out on Monday to pay your kids' tuition, and you will get that tax benefit. So if you have any children or thinking about this, you should really give me a call, because it is one of those things where the government actually gives you a free lunch. Now, if your children don't go to college and you don't use the plan and you want to take the money out, you will have to pay tax on those earnings plus a 10% penalty. And there's a couple loopholes if there's a disability involved, but that's, again, something more in the weeds if you have an individual situation that I'd be happy to talk to you about. But that you can transfer beneficiaries. One kid's not going to school. Well, maybe another kid, maybe a grandchild, maybe a cousin, or even yourself. So if you have any kind of educational needs at all, and I've had some questions about from clients that say, hey, can I use this for my real estate license? Well, no, but if you go to a community college that has a real estate course, and part of that course is getting your real estate license, it would be covered. You have to go online and take a look for federally approved 529 plan schools. And believe it or not, there's actually a school in Florida that offers commercial pilot's license that's actually on the accredited list. Hmm. So there are a lot of opportunities for that. And 529 plans, that, I mean, they're really something where the government doesn't often give you that opportunity. And Congress just introduced a bill that if you don't use the money and you don't want to take it out and pay that penalty and you don't have anyone else you could give it to, after 15 years, you're going to be able to convert it to a Roth. And that's pretty great, too. So there's not really much downside on the 529 plans. And it's hard to find something in the government that you can't, you know, find a downside. But that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So and since it's tax season, I did just want to also mention that last year was a pretty miserable year for the market. There was a lot of losses across the board, with the S&P down 18%, the NASDAQ down almost 33%. But if you're holding loser stocks, some stocks that are down, you can sell them and book that loss. And then you could turn around and buy them 30 days later. If you really love that stock and you say, I know it's going to come back, it's just in a slump, well, you could buy it back and hold that stock. But if you have that capital loss, you could carry that forward and it could net against capital gains in the future. So losses, nobody wants to see losses in the stock market. Nobody's happy about what happened last year. But there's a little bit of a silver lining in that you can, if you sold some of those stocks, and this year too, if you have losers, you can sell them, carry that capital loss forward and apply it against any capital gains, which will help you not pay as much tax in the future. Hmm. So that's also an option. And then finally, I did want to say that because we have so much debt, we've added what Tim, like $33 trillion to the balance sheet in the last couple of years. Tax brackets are probably going to be going up. There's not enough multimillionaires and billionaires to pay all these taxes. In fact, there's only about 600 billionaires in the United States, and only two reside in South Carolina. So one of the things I'm seeing with clients is a Roth conversion, paying more taxes now to pay less taxes in the future and overall in the lifetime. And so there's a lot of strategic moves based on, you know, different tax brackets and different tax strategies. And that's what a financial planner is, sort of, is not just to say, okay, make me money. I would love to make you tons of money. Accumulation is great. But it's also about being smart about it. And when you are looking at different strategies, when to take Social Security, when to maybe convert to a Roth, when to maybe you do need a trust, things like that, that the financial planner really is needed in order to do that kind of encompassing planning activities, all of that. And that's what we do at Carolina's Wealth Management.
Well, that's great. Back to the 529s, I had a question about that. Does it cost any more to contact Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management to say, hey, I want to put $10,000 into a 529? Is that going to cost someone more than the $10,000 in equity that they put in?
Nope, absolutely not. It's exactly the same. In fact, because we are part of Ameriprise, and Ameriprise is the parent company of Columbia Threadneedle, we get to, you know, we actually probably can do it for maybe even less, depending on what kind of account it is. But no, there's just the fees of the underlying investments that you put in it, but we don't add any management fees on it whatsoever, no additional fees. So, and like I said, the program is really good. The investments are always, they're rated in the top 10 within the whole country. Every state has a 529 plan, but South Carolina's is one of the best. Hmm.
Gotcha. And then the other question I had was, who those two billionaires are that live in South Carolina?
Yes, yeah, it's Anita Zucker and I think Peter Navarro.
Ah, okay. Peter Navarro. And I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I think he's one of it. For the most part, usually, and I'm not sure if he is a full-time South Carolina, and I don't want to speculate, but I know that Anita Zucker, she is here, and I think she's in the Charleston area too, but she always shows up. If you go take a look at a publication like Forbes, they usually list the billionaires, and there really isn't that many. And
Peter Navarro. He was I've seen him on Fox News, I think. Was he part of the Trump administration for a little bit?
I'm not really sure. Could be, yes. I'm not really sure, but
smart man, but I've seen him on TV. That's interesting. Okay.
Well, yeah, so, and there's a lot of the hedge fund managers from New York and Connecticut. Oh, they're all moving to Miami, but, you know, a lot of those people, but there really just isn't enough of the people that you know, there's not that many billionaires that we're going to be able to pay off our tax bills. So I don't have a crystal ball, but I would say that tax brackets are probably going to go up. And the whole thing about 401ks and IRAs is that we defer the taxes on it because presumably when we are in retirement, we'll be in a lower tax bracket. We won't be working. We won't have regular income. And so, so we defer that. And then, but we're not really sure what's going to happen when in the future. Tax brackets might be higher across the board. So a lot of clients are thinking about maybe I should convert to a Roth. If you convert to a Roth, you pay the taxes now, and then it grows tax-free forever. And then you can leave it to your heirs without taxes, whereas an inherited IRA, that there will be taxes on that. Your heirs will have to pay taxes on that. And you have only 10 years to liquidate it. So there's definitely a lot more flexibility if you go with the Roth. And I'm seeing a lot more interest in that from clients just because they know that eventually taxes are going to go up because we have spent so much money. So, but there are a lot of strategies. You know, there's some people that are in the marketplace for their insurance, so they want to make sure their income is under a certain level. We do all of that kind of planning, run all these different scenarios. Your financial planner should be taking a look and creating a kind of a financial map or GPS for you from now until age 100 plus. And I don't know anybody that would get in a car right now on a road trip to someplace where they've never been and say, oh, I'm just going to go where the car takes me. I mean, having that roadmap is really important.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, this sort of conversation sort of reminds me of one of the episodes on The Sopranos a long time ago where Tony Soprano's nephew Christopher wanted to get into stock trading, and Tony like said, "Why do you want to do that? We don't have anybody on the inside, you know." But you know what? It sounds like you will have someone on the inside if you give Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management a call, because this is a specialty that is far above most people what they're capable of knowing the ins and outs for. So I strongly recommend folks give Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management a call. And how can they reach you, Karen?
You can just call us on you can Google Carolina's Wealth Management, or you can call us on our 1-800 number. It's 800-948-2706. And, or just, you know, via the internet, and we'd be more than happy to help you. I mean, we're not just going to invest your money. We're going to be a coach for the long term and look at all of the different angles, because it could get pretty complex. And especially now with tax changes, and there's just so many moving parts, Social Security, when to take that, with, you know, healthcare. I mean, there really are so many things. It's not just all about investing and hitting a home run and making the most for, you know, most returns. It's about the whole smart planning and design of a whole lifetime of financial transactions and goals and unwinding all of that. So I'd be more than happy. Anybody wants to give me a call, please do.
Well, you need an insider, and that insider is Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us, Karen.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.